Hi there, it's Rachel Martin, and you're listening to Parenting Teens Podcasts. Welcome to Parenting Teen Podcasts. This week, I want to look at friendships, risks, and your worst case worry. So it's a bit of a cryptic title this week, but I'm pretty sure if you've got a teen in your house, at least one of these words will make sense to you. I'd like to say I'm recording this podcast today by way of replying to a parent who reached out with a problem, and it's one that I've seen so many parents of teenagers face that I thought it was worth recording this. So to give you an idea of where she was at, her teenager was having problems with friendships. It's been like this for a while and is now continuing to go on. But now she's at the point where the friendships she's making don't seem to be very healthy for her. And as well as this, she's experimenting with drinking and vaping and seems to be becoming closer to some friends online. Add into this, her daughter was becoming demanding and wanting things her way, and it just made this whole situation sap out a lot of energy. To try and maintain the calm and be relaxed as a parent was proving such a struggle. All of these things put together just brought concern and anxiety to this parent. What do you do? Like, what's the right thing that you should do? She was fully aware of the fact that her daughter was in the process of trying to find herself and was trying to give her some space and support to do this. But she was getting to her wit's end with finding a way to support her teen whilst making sure that she was safe and was making good choices. I mean, how do you make them see the huge pothole that you can see ahead for them when they just don't want to listen? Now, this particular teen had struggled with the wrong friendships in the past, and it's important to know this is a big part of the reason why she was where she was. Now, I don't know if any of this sounds relevant to you or if this is something that you've worried about as your teen is growing older, but there are many things you can do to support your teen through these risky choices, through these choices that you really wish they just didn't make. So I'm going to try and keep this short. Any of you who have listened to my podcast or ever emailed me will know this is definitely not my strong point. But for instance, with friendships choices, let's say you feel their friendship choice isn't a healthy one. From what you can see and what you've been told, your teen just isn't being supported. It could either be very controlling, but whatever it is, it just doesn't feel right. Something like your teen is always waiting for replies and left hanging. They're being the yes person within the group, and they're sometimes just being left out and then picked up again at random times. This is where you have to remember your teen's friendship journey. For this parent specifically, there was a lot of being dropped by friends in the past, and that's what was sticking. Now, the law of life is we spend time with people who make us feel comfortable. And for this teen, just the fact they weren't being excluded every other day made this new friendship feel better. So she chose to keep it. Now, sorry, but there is a common parenting error that crops up here. And that's where we make this new friend the enemy. They have an influence on our team, after all. But you have to ask, why is your teen drawn to this person? I can almost guarantee it's because your teen likes to be liked. And this needy behaviour just draws in people who like to be supported and like to be in control. So the key as a parent to approaching this is not by denying them seeing this person. This is not a fix. I repeat, stopping them seeing this person will not work. And why do I say this? Well, the one issue we know for sure that you can't improve is the quality of this other person, this other friend. Your golden ground is in how your teen sees their worth. If they thought that they were worth more, they wouldn't need someone to constantly need them. They'd attract different types of friends, people who aren't needing control of others. So I can hear you already, yeah, that makes sense, but how on earth do we do that? Well, from your place as a parent, absolutely anything that raises your teen's view of themselves. Things like surrounding them with the things, and yes, I do mean materialistic things, as well as experiences that make them feel good. They can have happiness, and then good friendships on top will make them even happier. They need to understand that they can be happy not because of their friends. If your teen is thinking that they have a happy life because of their friends, then it gets worse in that. You need your teen to be able to see that they can be happy, and then good friendships make them even happier. Not that they're happy because of their friends. Or worse, they only get to live life when they are with their friends. So I don't mean to banter on here, but if you've listened to my podcast, it's kind of what I do. I hope you get the message that I'm trying to put across. Bad friendships are sometimes places they feel comfortable. So change what makes them comfortable. If you can change what makes them comfortable by showing how much there is to life, you're going to make them start to look around instead of just focusing on one place that they're clinging to. Now, quickly to touch on online friends. In a nutshell, we see risk. They do not. And that's very clear cut. So we have to recognise it's not our way of growing up, but that doesn't therefore equal risk. So ask yourself this. Is this you worrying about a true safety risk? Or is this your worst case worry coming into effect? You want to find out the answer? Okay, so answer this. You know one option for what can happen here with an online friend. You need to recognise this is only one option outcome. What other outcomes are there with them having online friends? Like, really focus. What else could happen? And I want you to really focus on the boring ones here, because heads up, they're usually the most likely. The next question to ask yourself is, would you do what it is that this online friend is doing for them? So let me put that in some kind of context. My son is a gamer, and there is not a cat in hell's chance that I'm playing Roblox. And let's be honest, even if I did, I'd be rubbish, and he's going to have to teach me how to play it. So already I'm not helping him do what he feels comfortable doing, which is just playing the game. He sees these people as mates who have the same interest and level of skill that he does. He sees them as people who want to play this game with him. He's challenged by their skill levels and laughs along with them about things that happen whilst they're playing, all of which is stuff that I can't do for him. Now, let's be real, there are some risks to the online world. So boundaries really are key, and they need to be short and clear. For me, for instance, it's as simple as you never say where we live, you never send pictures or messages that you'd be embarrassed for me to see, and you never put anything online in a moment of high emotion. It just can't be taken back, and you could seriously end up in jail. No lies. So find your boundaries with your teen. Keep them short and simple, and then let them free with their friendships. Just because we didn't do it doesn't make it a risk. Next question. How much do you want to bet that there is another parent at the other end of that computer system worrying exactly the same things about your teen who is friends with theirs? It's our fear of not having had this experience that makes it seem like a risk. But reality check. There are people I would class as idiots at my son's school. They're there at colleges, at parties, and let's be honest, they're just out in the world. There are even some people I would say who would be potentially dangerous. There are bad people everywhere. But we don't lock our kids up because of it. What do? Well, we educate them on the risk and hope that they remember. And this is exactly the same. Seriously, when you let them walk or catch a bus to school, can you remember how it felt? You just had to leave it in their hands. And this choice is in their hands now too. Be clear what's a no-go and be comfortable to trust your parenting with them. Now, the next one was the vaping and drinking choices. So this comes from a place of, again, our worst fear. Notice I said our worst fear, because for your teen, this is all new. So it holds as much excitement as it does fear, and they have no idea what level we're sitting at. What I mean is, this is where parents fall into the anxiety pit. We see the danger and lose all focus on reality. We jump from they're vaping or drinking a bit to now they're going to be alcoholics or die from drug addiction. The story you create is your fear. Let's just say you could magically press a red button and it would stop all of their risky choices. What happens? So seriously, I'm asking, what happens? Well, if your teen never tries risky things, they're going to have one hell of a wake-up call when they leave home. Imagine it, 23, going on holiday with their mates, never got drunk to the point that they threw up. What happens when they go there? They get so drunk, they can't even get back to their room. And they really panic because they don't know what's happening. And you're not there. What about if they never spend time with people who can be selfish or nasty, and then they go and get a job with a proper selfish twat of a boss? What happens there? Or they get into a relationship with someone controlling because you protected them from all those nasty friendships. Seriously, it's no joke that teens need to learn through choices and experience. Now, I'm not saying by any means make them take all these risky choices so that they know what to do. Don't go all gung-ho on this. That's not what I'm saying. But just let them make choices and actually be really chuffed that they take them when you still have a huge element of safety that you can give them. If you can coach them how to see their worth, make choices that they feel comfortable with, and ensure they always, always know you are there because you trust their choices, but know that mistakes in life will just happen, then they'll probably choose to take the mild, safer risks. If you push them or leave them with low self-worth, then this is where the bigger risk hits, because they've got nothing to lose and nothing makes them feel alive. Anyway, I hope this kind of makes some sense to you all. I guess the lasting message is work with your teen to find ways they feel comfortable and confident to make their own choices. And then you're on to a winner. And as always, this starts with you. If you show that provided they stay within your limited boundaries, you're going to say yes more than you say no. You're going to want them to learn what they need to learn for their future. And you're going to let them make their choices that make them comfortable. And remember that your worst worry isn't the only outcome. I hope this has helped, and I especially hope it's helped the parent who's reached out. Hopefully this might be easier listening to than my very long email that I sent back. If anyone's got any questions or anything, please feel free to send them in. I love to hear of people who've listened to these podcasts. I wish you a very happy day and I hope the sun is shining where you are. Thanks for listening. Well, that's it for this episode. And if you're hearing this message, that means you've listened all the way to the end. And for that, I really want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. It really does mean a lot to me. As always, if you have any questions, suggestions or feedback, please do get in touch. I honestly love to hear from anyone who's been listening. You can find me at My Inner Strength for my website, or through Inner Strength on Facebook, or Parenting a Teen on Instagram. Really annoyingly, someone had already taken Inner Strength. Anyway, I will always reply, so please don't hesitate to get in touch. I hope you've enjoyed this episode and found it informative and useful. If you did, please don't forget to subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you're feeling really, really lovely and you're listening via Spotify, you could leave me a review, which would mean the world to me. Thanks again for listening, and please do let me know if there's anything else I can cover. that will help you whilst you're parenting your teen. Have a lovely day.